Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's Home for Sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
All right, the big bad Yankees have left town. We'll see them again this weekend. It doesn't get any easier. But we have to unpack what we saw over the weekend from the White Sox and the Cubs. Different levels of expectation. But good morning, Hoodie. That was an interesting series. That is a great Yankee team. Great. And only one game got out of control. The other three were very, very competitive. Are you still optimistic that you will be flying the AL Central Championship flag at the end of the year?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I would not classify the Yankees team as great. You got to be able to knock down a championship or two before we start using the G word when it comes to the Yankees.
Yeah, I meant regular season.
Well, again, that's still to be determined as well. They're the best team in baseball right now. Nonetheless, what I will look at is when I saw this series, Cap, it had Bulls versus Bucks vibes to it. What I mean is that if you watch the Bulls this past season, you saw that the Bulls had a hard time getting the job done against the upper echelon team, the best teams in the West and East, including the Bucks. And when I saw the White Sox against the Yankees, I said, boy, there's certainly levels to this. The Sox might be good on paper, but the Yankees are good in reality. And that's the difference, right? Because when you're taking on Berra and Mantle, and you're taking on Maris and all these guys that's on this Yankees team, it's difficult to be able to overcome. Yeah, the Sox are good, but the Yankees seemed locked in so far.
So it sounds like maybe the White Sox could, again, it's got to play out, could be the Celtics of December when they were struggling. What, New Year's Day? Mm-hmm. Were they below 500?
They were.
11th place in the Eastern Conference on New Year's Day.
And here they are now in the Eastern Conference Finals. So maybe, I'm not comparing the Yankees and the Bulls who were in first back at that juncture, different club. Mm-hmm. That Yankee team is grossly talented. Holy bleep. Stanton, I mean, they run a 98-mile-an-hour fastball running away from him. He takes it out to right
field. Oh, sure.
Like, that was impressive. The most impressive at-bat I watched of the weekend was Joe Kelly against Gleyber Torres, who's still a reasonably young player. Mm-hmm. Joe Kelly's throwing 98. He's throwing knuckle curves that are diving all over the place. He's got him two strikes. Took five pitches to get two outs. He goes 0-2 on Gleyber Torres. That dude spits on three ridiculously close pitches. One that I think he got squeezed on. And then ball four comes. And then a game gets out of control.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it indeed. I look at, say, the last game that the Sox had in which the Sox lose 5-1, but I was impressed by Kopech. Kopech with four walks, three strikeouts through six. So you could tell, Cap, that he's building on something as a starter. Okay, 91 pitches, six innings. I'll take it, right? That means he's in the right direction. But what happened, once again, the White Sox just didn't have enough offense. Cortez is a guy I thought coming in, boy, he's tricky, man. Different arm slots, high, low, middle. I mean, you talk about pitchers. I like those guys. Give me guys that can be able to get you out in numerous ways.
Yeah.
Kyle Hendricks is another guy like that, too. Get you out in numerous ways more so than here comes the fastball all the time. I mean, Sox had no chance, no clue yesterday against the Yankees. But understand this. My whole takeaway is this, is that similar to the Bulls, and I'll make this parallel this morning because what were we talking about? Well, LaVine's not available, or Vucevic is not available, or they're going through COVID, all the issues that the Bulls had. With the White Sox, like, well, they don't have Lance Lynn, and you know Vaughn is in and out of the line, and then there's Aloy, those issues. Hey, man, whether you're healthy or not, you should have enough to be able to compete. You want to find out how good you are? I know La Russa will push back and say, well, it's just mid-May, it's not a big deal. But it's a measuring stick. You can't help it, man. If you're a competitor, it's a measuring stick. Now, management and managers will just say, it's just two or three games, we move on to the next series. But I think that when you're a competitor, you look at the schedule and say, oh, the Yankees are coming in here. Well, we know what they have. Okay, let's see. See how we do. Let's measure up. And if you fall short, it doesn't mean that your season is lost, but it does tell you we're good but not good enough against that team yet.
Correct. That's the operative word, yet.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that you will get to their level, but it's May. And we may wake up in August, go, whoa, White Sox are healthy. Boy, they look good. Oh, the Yankees have how many guys on the injured list? We'll see. That's why it's a 162-game marathon.
It's good to know, though, if you're the White Sox, right? You take on what I consider the best team in the American League right now, and you fall short 3 out of 4. Okay, especially those first two games, Cap, you weren't even in the ball game. I mean, they flexed their power big time. They scored 25 runs in the first two games of the series. You thought, boy, the Sox just can't keep up. But then when you look at it when that series is over, you're thinking to yourself, okay, we got some work to do, which is good, Cap. It's good because the Sox might feel like they're full of themselves and feel like, yeah, you know, we're just going to automatically win the American League Central. Well, and that might be the case, but remember, there's better teams that are ahead of you. Now you figure out, okay, against the Royals, what can we do better?
The one thing I'll push back against on you is you said, you know, not even close. The one game, Moncada hit the home run to tie it in the seventh.
And then what happened?
And then that's when Joe Kelly, 5 pitches, 2 outs, 0-2 then. In 7 pitches, he had 2 outs and an 0-2 count.
Mm-hmm.
And they scored, what, 7 runs?
Yeah.
7 runs!
Mm-hmm.
That was unbelievable to watch.
So just understand from a White Sox fan standpoint, Cap, when you're 4-10 against the Central, and here come the Royals next, right, in Kauffman Stadium tonight. Mm-hmm. So, and then you lose against the Yankees. You're trying to figure out who you are as a ball club. Yes, it's a long season, but keep in mind, when you have an emotional attachment to the team like I do or like Sox fans do, you want to see the team be able to be better. You don't want them to have to – if they come from the ashes and all of a sudden they have a nice run and they get to the playoffs and they run through, that's great. But when you are struggling out of the gate, that's a problem. Can you tell me for sure, is it a guarantee that the Sox would be better against the Central if Lynn was healthy, if Vaughn was available, if Aloy – I don't know the answer to that.
Correct.
I don't know that.
We'd be speculating.
I don't know. I would like to think that the Sox would be a better team and rolling along nicely in the regular season if everyone was healthy, but I don't know the answer to that.
Have you looked at the batting averages for the White Sox?
Yeah.
Now, again, I know there are people out there going, I'm sure Connor's got his morning coffee going, batting average doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Thank you. It does.
Of course it does. Of course it matters.
It does. And I've heard... I was listening to MLB Network Radio driving back from Wisconsin yesterday.
Yeah, what did Jim Mamolo say?
It wasn't Jim.
Steve Sachs?
Might have been. They had somebody go, yeah, RBI is an overrated stat. No. That's how you do things like this.
Here's the 3-1. Ground ball, right side, pass to diving Rizzo. Anderson waved around third. He's going to score, and the White Sox win it. Walk-off single by Luis Robert, and the White Sox beat the Yankees 3-2.
Unbelievable. Chapman gave him something to hit. Looked like the slider could have been the splitter, but either way, a 3-1 hittable pitch with Abreu struggling on deck. They let the hottest batter for the Sox beat him.
There you go. And had that been the roles reversed?
Mm-hmm.
People would be screaming, Tony, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because Abreu's struggling. He's still Abreu.
Yes. And struggling.
Yes.
He's under 200 at 197 right now.
Correct. He's having a rough start to his season.
Let him know that the weather has turned now. It's warm. You can start hitting the baseball.
Correct. They beat Chapman.
Yeah.
That was interesting to watch. He's still great.
That was interesting to watch. You see Chapman up there, and he's just, he's impressive because he's such a massive, tall man and he's powerful.
Quoting Joe Madden, he's an enormously strong person.
Yes,
that's
he is.
That's how Joe would call it.
That's why I was surprised. I was like, Well, it's not like you don't know what's coming.
Correct, except when he was with the Cubs or the Yankees 4 years ago, here comes 103.
Yeah.
Now it's 97, 98. That's much more catch-upable, if that's a word.
Yeah. I mean, this is what, well, ball players have to do this all the time right now. I mean, whether it is a starter or whether it's a middle reliever, you know, guys are throwing 95-plus. It didn't used to be that way.
No. It's amazing. Like, Joe Kelly's a skinny dude.
Oh, sure.
98. Then here comes another guy, 99. I'm like, these guys are ridiculous.
So, I have faith, Cap. I just don't like what I saw in over four games. Wasn't good enough.
Fair enough.
Wasn't good enough.
Agreed. Do you believe the Chicago White Sox will still win the American League Central Division? Do you believe it? Again, I was reading. I follow Steve Stone, who I highly recommend you follow on Twitter. He gives great baseball insight. And he said, yep, it didn't go well. That's right. The Yankees right now are playing better. They are. But it's May the 16th. 312-332-3776. If you're a diehard, this is a season that you anticipated greatly. You have not gotten off to the start that you hoped. And again, dealing with massive injury problems. I mean, crazy injury problems. From Aloy to Lance Lynn, you had Giolito dealing with... It's one thing after another. 312-332-3776. We would love your thoughts coming up on Cap and Jay Hood. Be right back.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
So, you're waking up this morning. If you're a Cubs fan, you're like, won two straight series.
Mm-hmm.
Beating San Diego and Arizona on the road. Justin Steele was sensational yesterday. We'll get into that.
Yeah, civic embarrassment turning it around.
How about that? I call them a civic embarrassment. They get it rolling.
Yeah, someone's got to manage the ball club.
There you go.
You manage it from here.
Took care of it.
Uh-huh.
So then the White Sox, you know, they play a little bit better, and then they get the Yankees, and you come back to reality, you lose 3 of 4. But I thought there were a couple good takeaways. Michael Kopech said after the game yesterday that he did not have great stuff. He said, I just didn't have good stuff today. Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yes, but it was good enough for him to win, though.
He gave up one hit.
That's right.
But he walked 2 runs in and wild pitched another run in. He said, I just was trying to trick him. I didn't have 99. It just wasn't there.
It's all right, but it was good enough for them to win. If he had run support, that was a winnable ball game. Now, but from his standpoint, he has the feel. He's the one that's on the mound. He could tell you, well, you know, I just didn't feel like I had my good stuff. That's great. You know, put it on your shoulders. That's a leader. I understand that. But the White Sox have to do something about it. And they did not. They were able to scratch around. They were able to get 3 runs and be able to win the ball game on Saturday. But I'm just not happy what I saw in the bullpen, from the bullpen in game 1 and 2, and then losing the series 3 out of 4. It's not like you can't turn around against Kansas City, Cap. But when I read La Russa and hear what La Russa says about how early it is, I totally understand that. But you want to be able to have some momentum. When does the momentum start? When does the team get hot and on a roll? That's the question. Now, I'll tell you what, going back to the previous series against the Red Sox and the Cubs, that worked. That was good. I don't care where the Cubs and the Red Sox are in the standings. You want to be able to extract, you know, get some wins together. And so what I saw against the Yankees told me all I need to know, that right now, Sox just don't measure up. You're just not where the Yankees are. Look at that murderer's row of a lineup that they have.
They're, when I looked and went,
murderer's row.
Rizzo, by the way, boy, did he get skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Holy bleep.
Required by the Yankees.
Yes.
No mustache, lose weight.
Correct. You can have a mustache, no beard. You're allowed a mustache.
Mustache.
That is groomed.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, I mean, Cap, there's a reason why. There's standards with the Yankees.
The standard is the standard. Mm-hmm. There are people, we've had whoever in here go, it's stupid that you can't have, you know, your hair. Then don't be a Yankee.
Yeah.
That's what they keep saying. If you remember, Jason Giambi got that big deal, had to shave his beard and his, you know, cut his hair. And people said, really? I want to be a Yankee.
Yeah.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney tweeted, Steve Stone, the Yankees are a very good ball club. They have done everything better than the Sox in two games. They are very hot, and the Sox are not. They will cool down, and the Sox will play much better. For those who hate positive tweets, this will bother you. That's baseball. It's cyclical. Let's go to the phones. 312-332-3776.
He didn't have to go there. Just say your point and get out of there. My God. I know he's got to be disappointed that he has, you know, just only a few characters to get his point across. Otherwise, that'd be a 10-minute screed. What?
He also said, this is a message to all those people who have a positive nature.
Oh, for God's
I'll bet you enjoy most aspects of your lives.
Okay.
I'll bet you don't complain much. I'll bet you don't whine about the little things. The sun inhabits your world most of the time. Then, of course, there are a few others.
Yeah, I bet you're not condescending.
He's the best.
Just say your Sox point and get out of there.
Love that, dude. Anyway, let's go to Mike and Homer Glen. Hey, Mike, what's up, Cookie? Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Mike.
So, you know, of course, I'd rather the Sox have won that series against the Yankees. I hate the Yankees. But at the same time, you know, they got hot early last year, and we know how that turned out. And I'd rather have them have the momentum later in the season. You know, it'd be great if teams could be great all throughout the year. But if I had to choose, have the momentum early or have it late, I'd rather have them have it going into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, Mike, I feel the same way. You want to be able to have momentum going into the playoffs. I get it. But just it showed me exactly where the White Sox are right now when they take on the Yankees. I understood that it was going to be tough. It was going to be an uphill climb against that team. I just thought the Sox would play better, especially those first two games of the series.
Yeah, especially the Dylan Cease start. I expect a lot more from Cease. It's crazy that Keuchel is our bright spot in terms of starting pitchers last weekend.
I know, right? I mean, that's baseball, isn't it? The betting favorite would have been the Yankees without question by a mile because Keuchel's out there, and he actually gives you a good start.
He was solid, and I thought Tony pulled him at the right time.
Yeah.
So,
if that guy can then we're just fine.
Yeah, just get solid pitching out of him. He did a good job. Mike, thanks, man. Have a good week. Appreciate you.
Royals next. Royals tonight, Cap.
That's it. No Stoney, by the way. He's off this series.
Where's he going?
Home to Arizona.
Take care of the dogs.
See Bob the dog.
I got it.
That's it. Kenny in Crown Point. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, boys. How's it going? Good morning. I'm going to try and keep my cool as best as I can, but I am fed up. I've been dealing with Chicago trash. Bears, I'm not a fan of the Cubs, but, you know, falling apart. Sox suck. Blackhawks, all of it. You might as well talk about the Formula One race. At least now that I've been interested in that, I'm like, hey, this is pretty fun to watch. I blow off yard work, or if I have family events, I'm like, my Sox are playing, my Bears are playing. Whatever it may be, that crap has to go now because I can't stand watching this. And then being like, oh, well, that was a waste of my life for the whole weekend to watch that. Now, granted, it's early. But how many times have we dealt with this? I mean, I dealt with it when Shields was on the White Sox. I was going to those games. That was brutal.
So what do you think of the Royals? You going to watch tonight?
I mean, you know, I'm going to. I'm already at work.
100% you're going to watch.
Team of the trash there. I will.
Yeah, I understand. You're just venting, and like I'm venting this morning, that the Sox didn't fare better against the top team in the American League. I get it, Kenny. Listen, man, I'm with you. But you got to keep the faith. Keep watching. You know why? Because this is better than the Ventura years. Is it not?
Oh, I mean, the tickets were cheaper. At least there were less fans. I'm a fat boy. You know, the seats were more wider.
They were,
spread out. I mean, now it's a little bit more crowded, you know. I get it.
But yeah,
Let's hope for the best, boys. This is
a playoff team, though, a perennial playoff team under La Russa. It is.
Oh, I would rather have the cheating trash banger coach that they could have got from the Astros. I would have took him all day. Cheat, trash cans, whatever you want to do, hand signals. If you ain't cheating, you ain't competing. You know what I mean? Come on now, boys.
You would not want your team to have that stench all over it. You would not. I'm not saying you want Tony, but I'm just saying you would not have wanted the stench of that scandal where people still believe they should be stripped of the title.
Cheating is bad, better than the DUI driving, I guess.
Hey, man, have a good day.
Take care.
Have a good week.
Thank you, Kenny.
Let's go to Daryl in Aurora. Hey, Daryl, what's up, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen, great show as always.
Thank you, Daryl.
The last caller reminds me of my dad, bless his heart, passed away in World War II. That, you know, back in the late 70s when the Sox were terrible, he'd say, I'm never going to watch them again. And the next night he said, Dad, what are you watching on TV? I'm watching the Sox. So, anyway, it's you know, you live or die with your teams. But my question to you, gentlemen, is, you know, the Sox, you know, the Yankees are a little bit better at this point in the season. Hopefully they'll get better. I think they will. But where is the Sox Achilles heel? Is it more in their lineup for hitting or is it in their pitching? I'll hang up and let you talk. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Have a good week.
I didn't like the relief pitching for the Sox in this series. That was tough to watch. I say if I had my choice. I mean, with Abreu, Cap is right. I mean, eventually he'll turn it around. I like when he got to first base and Darryl Boston shook his hands like, hey, Jose, do we know each other?
Did you see him laughing?
Yeah.
He's looking at the dugout like, hey.
It's like, he was shaking like Abreu, Boston went up to him over at first base like, do we know each other? You're not here very often. How are you?
Yeah. Things good?
I'm Darryl Boston. I think it's pretty funny.
But that's how you relax a guy.
Yeah.
You just he is very good at being self-deprecating. He looks at the dugout like, hey, I did it. I got a hit.
It's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
But that's baseball, isn't it?
That's baseball.
You just never know. All I know is that when I see Vaughn and I see Anderson and Robert and Abreu, it increases the chances for the team to win. And with Aloy, it's funny, Cap, with Aloy, you know, he's been so in and out of the lineup. I don't necessarily say I miss him because he's never there on a regular basis. I'd love to see him out there, but what about last year and now this year? You don't see him enough to say, correct, man, they're really missing him.
But all of a sudden, you're going to get Lance Lynn back sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
What, another 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
He's already warming up in the bullpen.
Right.
You see him stretching out a little bit.
Yeah. So you're going to get Lance Lynn back. Then you're going to get Aloy back. Andrew Vaughn's been playing with a really bad thumb. He just got back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Then it's time to start playing better baseball.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
You're right.
White Hen Jim's down in Hoodie's spot. Beverly, what's up, White Hen Jim?
David. I'm a, first of all, you guys are best. I'm a 77-year-old Vietnam disabled vet who was at two of the games during the series. And because I know you appreciate how arrogant those Yankee fans, I did glean a little pleasure when I punked one of them in a playful way. Gentleman was washing his ice cream out of his ice cream helmet in the men's room when I convinced him that he had to go outside and find the helmet washing station. So he left obediently because at 77, I'm still smarter than the Yankee fans.
Love that. Love that. Are you still all in? Your club can win?
They can. I've been around long enough. Was an umpire for 50 years and, you know, baseball is baseball, and Sony's right. The Yankees will taper off at some point. Whether we'll get as good as we should be, thank God we're in that division we're in. And I'm not over the skis confident, but we'll be getting enough people back that we should be able to at least freaking compete. We got a little taste with the Boston and the Cubs series. They can play halfway decent baseball. So let's hope.
Hey, man, have a great week.
At 77, I've been through it all. So anything could happen.
We appreciate you. Have a great week.
God bless, guys.
God bless. See ya. There's our guy Jim down in Beverly.
Very few white hens open these days. Very few. I believe there's one in around Oak Lawn, somewhere in there. But
he used
very
to be
few.
A big white hen guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White hen would be as good or better than some of the 7-Elevens you'd go into.
Yes.
Yeah.
They had really good sandwiches back in the day.
Ah, nothing like a good sandwich. A nice box sandwich, a nice salad.
Yeah.
A nice full deli.
A little soup.
A little soup. A little soup. Soup and a Zan, please.
That's it.
I have a long road trip. I'm David Kaplan.
All right. The NBA had two game sevens yesterday. Conference finals are set. You can adopt one team. There's four left. Oh, the Bucks do yesterday.
Uh-oh.
You can adopt one team. Who is it? 312-332-3776. Be right back.
Take that.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
So yesterday you had Chris Paul just whiz down his leg again in a game seven. They booed the Suns off the floor at halftime. What did they end up losing by? 40? 40 billion?
It's not even close. It is not even indicative of how bad that game seven was, where the Mavericks won 123-90. Not even close. Not even close. It is the worst game seven I've ever seen. I mean, the Suns played that like, oh, it's a regular season game in December. We're good. You're not good. It's game seven, back against the wall. Relatively healthy, and then you do that?
How about the Bucks game? That was another blowout.
The Suns-Mavericks thing is just interesting to me because of everything it entails. Chris Paul, who's got still three more years on a lucrative contract. I mean, you talk about a balloon payment for retirement. He's got that in spades. It's amazing, right? And then Devin Booker, who I think is a terrific player, he comes up with 11 points. As a matter of fact, Cap, Booker, Paul, and Ayton, they didn't score. Their first field goal amongst them was like late in the second quarter, like with 5 minutes left. The first field goal out of the three of them, they did not come to play at all. That was just the worst. The worst.
Brutal. So I'm excited. You got game seven. We had five NHL playoff game sevens. Yesterday, we had two of those five. Both went to overtime. Basketball, we had two games. Look at him. He takes the headset off as I start saying something about the NHL.
I don't want to be responsible for the rating going down because you brought the NHL up.
Their playoffs the greatest.
Okay. I'll leave.
So I watched.
Okay.
All of the different sports.
Uh-huh.
I was up in Wisconsin.
Careful.
Hat on. There's the White Sox. Then we go over to the Cubs. Justin Steele looks good. We'll get into him a little later. There's the the basketball sucks. All right, I'll dial off. The other game will be good. Oh, my God. It was worse.
Well,
worse.
There's things I learned about both of those series. But the first thing is because the last game we saw was the Mavericks and Suns, which was awful. It was really bad. It showed me a lot about Luka Doncic, though. So there was a time where Dallas, where Doncic had 35 points. He was fantastic in the first half. He had scored like 27 points.
27 in the first half, correct.
Yeah, I mean, he was fantastic, Cap. So when we're talking about some of the best players in the playoffs, Luka is right there. Brunson, who's going to get paid here in the offseason, was fantastic. He had 24 points. So that's one thing. The Suns, I'm not sure if they'll ever win a championship now under Monty Williams. I'm not sure if they will.
Well, I'm not sure Ayton's coming back.
Who did not speak to the media, by the way, after that debacle. He just disappeared.
Gone.
Like, wait, so you're not going to talk to the media after you scored 5 points? You're not going to say anything? Brutal.
Right.
Stand up there like a man and just take it. It's game seven and you guys laid an egg. Someone's got to be responsible for this besides the overly mature, quality man in Monty Williams. Someone's got to take the blame for this.
Someone needs to stand up there, whether it's Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, who wants to go get paid now, and say, what happened tonight was unacceptable.
How about that point, God?
Yeah.
Or the point guard that did not show up. Oh, he was hurt. Well, who isn't hurt or injured or somewhere in between in the playoffs this time of year? Didn't show up. And it's a shame because Chris Paul will be that guy that'll never win a championship based on what we've seen so far.
It'll be Karl Malone.
You were the reason why I bring this up and the reason I'm hammering this home, this is the best team in the NBA all season. But the best record, the Suns. And they look like that.
Horrible.
So hats off. But closer to home with Milwaukee. Remember around this time last year, we had callers calling in saying, you know, Cap and Jay Hood, Milwaukee won the championship, but I feel like a Chicagoan, it's my championship too. It is?
Remember I asked the question then the next day. I said, okay, we heard something yesterday. You remember?
Yes.
Danny was running the meeting, and I said, do you feel like that the Bucks are actually part of your championship? Because people were calling it, yeah. It's easier to get there from my house in the northern suburbs than it is to get the Guaranteed Rate or Wrigley.
Unbelievable.
Right.
People from Skokie was like, that's my championship too. It's not. It's their championship.
That's Wisconsin.
Stop trying to take their championship. I feel like they're part of me too. Okay, well, no. How about now? You feel like you're part of the Milwaukee Bucks lore now? Boston, man. Hats off. Shea Norling right behind us, our executive producer, big Celtics fan. That's the turnaround that I want the Bulls to have.
Okay, so who are you picking if you're cheering for one of the four? You've got Golden State, you've got Dallas, you've got Boston, and you got Miami.
I just like the way the Heat are run, man. I just do. I'm just a Riley guy. I like the way
I like Pat Riley.
I've been telling you this all season about how the Heat are the best quote-unquote team in the NBA. Have you heard me say this?
Yes.
Where it's like there's more talented teams, but as far as them being tied together, their philosophy, threes, stay tied together defensively, work together, move the ball side to side. Now, whatever you think of Jimmy Butler, whether you think that he is a super-duper star or not, Cap, he comes to play in a big way, in a big way. And so I just like that organization. That Heat culture is a thing. You see them tied together, but this series is going to be so interesting.
They don't have a top 10 player.
That's right.
Like Jimmy's a really good player.
Right.
Not a top 10 player in the league.
Is it because he sponsors Michelob? Is that because he does the Michelob commercials?
Right.
Is that the concern?
So are you adopting one team? You can. We're giving it to you. Who do you want? 312-332-3776. Eddie on the north side. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, boys. I was wrong about one guy in the NBA. Not Zion, because I said you should never draft a guy that has that injury, number one. And sure enough, he's not even, like, playing. Mm-hmm. But Jason Tatum, man, that guy is a stud. I love the way he plays. What a player. Yeah, he's unbelievable. He is. But I was right about Giannis. The only thing he does is drive that big body down the lane, throw up the ball, hoping it goes into the hoop every time. Couldn't even make layups or anything. So all he did last year in the playoffs when they won is they call a foul. Every time he went down there, guy's not even near him, and he got fouled into the foul line every time. But on the other end, nope, no fouls on him and everything. And it's exactly what happened to them this year, but they watched him a little better. If you guys watch, I watched Giannis' whole game, the past game that they lost, and that's exactly what he did. He just threw the ball up in the net. That's it. He's a big body. You should not be a superstar automatically because you have a big body and you can rush down and get fouled every single time. Because I love Tatum's game, and I'm glad they won. I'm going to ride them all the way. And the guy in Dallas, he's just special. He reminds me of Bird.
All right, thanks, Eddie. Appreciate you, man.
Guys, have a great day. Love your show.
Appreciate you. Have a good week.
So, Cap, there's never been a big body that's been able to dominate down low and get to the foul line. What is Shaquille O'Neal?
Correct.
Like this is new. Here, Giannis Antetokounmpo is the first player ever with 200 points, 100 rebounds, and 50 assists in a single series. He's not just some big body just running people over.
He's a two-time MVP.
He actually can play.
And he was third this year.
Yeah.
Okay, here was the difference in the series. What have I been screaming? And I think you've been right there with me, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. You must get at least two shooters this offseason for the Bulls. Two.
Sure.
I'm talking about guys, when you reverse the ball, it's going in. Like Kyle Korver style, J.J. Redick style. Mm-hmm. You got to get at least two, so that when, and hopefully Lonzo, I heard some disturbing news about Lonzo over the weekend about his knee, they don't know how they're going to get this right. If he's healthy and he's playing, he takes the ball out of the hands of DeMar and Zach, which allows them to do what they do rather than having to be facilitators. That slows everything down, their pace, everything. So let's assume that he's healthy. Now you take the ball to the other side. Oh, I got to go out and defend because that guy's a shooter. We don't have that yet.
Correct.
Can Patrick Williams become that? I don't know. Coby White certainly did not show that he could.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, the Bucks from three, they took 33 threes.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you think they made?
Four.
Four for 33.
That's the ball game.
The Celtics took 55 threes and made 22 of them.
That's the ball game right there.
That's the game.
If I'm your assistant and you're the head coach, you're saying, how in the F did we lose this game? And I'd say, coach, and I'd circle the 4 for 33 and hand you the sheet.
Correct.
There you go. That's why we lost the ball game.
Correct.
Right there.
Grant Williams, 7 of 18 from three. Tatum, 5 of 9.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holy bleep.
Yeah, Grant Williams was exactly the elixir that the Celtics needed. And again, another team that comes together defensively. The reason why the Celtics are in this spot is because their defense has been so good. Understand the storyline. Brad Stevens is no longer the head coach. He's upstairs. Ainge is out of the organization. My thought at the time was, what's Brad Stevens going to do in the front office that he can't do on the sidelines? He's a brilliant coach, right?
Correct.
I mean, quality coach. What are they going to do? Adoka, there's questions about him. There's questions about Tatum and Brown, whether or not they can play with one another, whether or not that's going to be a good combo. And guess what? It all started with defense. From that time, when we saw them against the Bulls, they were a mess. But starting Jan 1st all the way through, their defense has really been able to be the calling card, the distinguishing characteristic of the team.
How about the guy that came off the bench from Oregon? They took him 26th overall in the 2020 draft.
Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy was 4 of 6 from beyond the arc off the bench.
A monster.
That's the kind of guy we got to get at number 18 this year. You go, that guy can shoot the you-know-what out of it.
You got to shoot the basketball. I mean, it's more than just, hey, that guy's a good shooter. No, you need someone to be able to give it to you when you need it from three-point range. A couple of those guys
here
to even catch up in the league.
Here were the Bucks, the key guys from three. Giannis, 1 of 4. Lopez, 1 of 6. Holiday, 0 of 6. Matthews, 0 of 3. Allen, 0 of 4.
And again, that's the same.
Connaughton, 0 of 5.
The same Allen, by the way, that was killing the Bulls.
Correct.
Now he can't get a shot off. Why? Because of the good, really solid defense of the Celtics.
All right, we'll get back into this. What team are you taking all the way in the playoffs? You get to choose one. 312-332-3776.
Take that.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
I believe in myself. I believe in this team. You know, I expected to play the way I did. I expected for us to respond the way we did. So as much as Game 5 hurt, I was excited for that challenge.
Jimmy. Jason Tatum. Jimmy's amazing. Music's gotten upgraded since Danny became Doc.
All right. Yeah.
What?
It is
this
true.
Has been here for a while. I'm just talking about the
overall.
Rotation. The overall rotation.
Yes.
Danny's obviously up there, popping an edible and listening to a bunch of music and then throwing it in the playlist.
Indeed, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
I want to make it clear that was not my fault. I went in there, I gave the copy to Hoodie, and then for whatever reason, when we're coming out into the read, JR's back here like, all right, Cap, here we go.
No, Hood said, here's David Kaplan, and then Cap started coming back to the show, which was wrong, so I needed to put the brakes on it. I didn't realize that Hood had the read.
Turn it back on.
Yeah, why don't you bring us back on Twitch there, tough guy. All right? We're going to talk about who's doing their job here.
All right, let's not start this on Monday.
Danny's in his car. He's having a stroke.
Well, we don't do the show for Danny. We do the show for everyone else listening, understanding that it was my fault. It's my fault. All right. You know why? Because I started writing notes. I said, oh, there's a piece of paper for me to write some notes down. And I turned the read over.
The copy was face down.
It's face down. And so I said, I don't know where the read. Oh, here it is. It's the same sheet that has my top 10 NBA players on it.
Did you have Jimmy in the top 10?
I was trying to determine if I want Kyrie or Jimmy in my top 10. That was my concern. Because I already had Giannis, Embiid, Jokic, Steph, LeBron, KD, Doncic, Devin Booker, or Tatum, Booker, and then Jimmy or Kyrie.
Okay, so I'm going to discuss something with you that I said in the previous segment.
Yeah.
I kind of glossed over it because I'm still waiting on a little more intel. I am hearing that there are serious concerns within the front office of the Chicago Bulls that Lonzo Ball's knee is not getting better. Not getting better. Like if they... Okay, so they've been out for how long? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
He couldn't play in that series.
That's right.
If they were starting the Eastern Conference Finals Tuesday...
He couldn't play.
He could not play.
Yeah. Oh, it's serious.
They are having real concerns of why he still has pain anytime he tries to ramp it up. And if he can't ramp it up in practices or in workouts to get himself where he needs to be, then how the H is he going to be able to be healthy for an 82-game season?
Mm-hmm.
This is a serious problem.
Sure it is. But you'll get more confirmation on his status moving forward, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I am hearing there is serious concern over there, and it will color how they address their offseason. Because do they re-sign Zach? Do they not re-sign him? Mm-hmm. Do they trade Vooch? Well, hold on a second. It all falls by the wayside if you don't have a point guard. You have to have a point guard.
Yeah.
And you committed $80 million to this guy. And now he hurts his knee. So there is a lot of soul searching going on right now and medical tests and everything to make sure they can get this guy right by October.
Yeah.
They don't know.
And in the meantime, you still got to figure out who you are as a franchise if you're Karnaschovas and Eversley. You still got to make a few changes.
Correct.
A few tweaks to get better than you were this past season.
Shot or no shot is coming up in 2 minutes. Be right back.